Breakfast with Intoxicate. I'm your host, Intoxicate Kate Slant, food lover and your professional restaurant recommender right here in Westchester and Fairfield counties. Do you want to connect? Check out Intoxicate Foodie on Facebook and Instagram, where I'm sharing amazing food photos, behind-the-scenes shots, and the most delicious events in our area. We are continuing our conversation with Chef Plum, the host of Restaurant Road Trip. You know, Restaurant Road Trip is very different.
Yes.
Very fun, first of all, just to watch you, because you're so much fun, and I think you kind of get everybody relaxed and having a good time, and then that's when people's passions really kind of show through, and I think that's just the best way possible to kind of present a restaurant. So, you know, can you talk a little bit about, you know, what you've done, you know, recently, who you visited recently, and what you're kind of checking out?
Yeah, well, thank you for the compliment, by the way. That's one of the nicest things anyone's ever said to me about the show, because that's exactly what I try to do. Make it calm and comfortable and just, you know, when people are comfortable, they'll talk more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love talking, clearly, because I haven't taken a breath since we started this. This is all one breath. But, you know, I think I think what separates us with Road Trip is that, I mean, at the heart of it, I am a chef.
Mm-hmm.
I speak the language. You know, a lot of these other shows come on, there's no actual chef that does it.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're not a chef, you know, they don't speak the language. But I do. And so you kind of go in there and you can make the chefs feel comfortable. You can make them they know that you're not going to make them look bad, which I think is key.
Mm-hmm.
Not making people look bad.
Right.
You know, we're not here to make, there's enough bad stuff on TV, man. Let's just be positive and show something in a great light. And to me, I think that's the key. And I think it's going to be fun. Like, don't worry about making, you know, yourself look silly. At least me, or I'll look silly to make everybody else look good. You know, as long as someone's laughing, that's all I've ever cared about. I've always said that. Whoever, I don't care if you're laughing at me, as long as you're laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, funny is funny and will always be funny. So every episode, the endings are always just insane.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last ones we shot, I ended up on a gurney with nurses having cheeseburgers put on my chest as I was leaving. Which, it doesn't make any sense, but it's funny. And then I got spray painted on the back. I mean, I've done all kinds of stuff. I had my daughter throw me into the ocean, which was great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's awesome, and it's fun. And I think the whole point of it, too, is just to show, because we're trapped here in Connecticut, between Boston, between New York,
mm-hmm.
A lot of our chefs, a lot of our restaurants don't get the attention they deserve. So that was kind of the whole point, to showcase that and show these places. And, God, there really are some great ones, man, I'll tell you. There's a place up in Marlboro, Connecticut, which is a little bit of a hike, but it's called Goats and Roses, all right? Goats and Roses is basically on a farm on the iconic old Route 66. And it's a farm. They have a giant barn that they show movies on. The food is completely local and amazing, and it's outside. So it's raining. They're not open.
Yeah.
But the food is just, it's such a crazy place that you're eating, and all of a sudden there's a peacock walking around with a duck, and you're like, why is this happening? I don't know. But the food is good, and it's such a cool vibe, such a cool spot. It's very, like, I don't even know the word. Like, you feel like, it doesn't feel like you're in Connecticut anymore.
Well, it's, you know, it gives you an experience that where you can actually put the phone down and actually experience something in real life that you're not going to get anyplace else.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. And you just, it feels amazing, and it's just great to see. So that's a great spot, one of my favorite spots there, too. Another spot I really like was most, you know, very recently was Peaches.
Mm-hmm.
I think the stories that these people have to tell are just so amazing. And Greer, who runs Peaches in Norwalk, her story is just unbelievable, the stuff she's done. And then here she is in Norwalk with this gem. You know, it's a speakeasy. And it's just this, you know, this kind of, it almost looks like a dive bar at first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean it in a bad way. That's a good thing. But then you have the food, and you're like, what in the hell is going on in here?
Mm-hmm.
This food is amazing. These drinks are great, but there's people dancing. It's such a cool mix. I mean, you've been there.
Yes, I was there Friday, this past Friday, having a drink, and I had the fried chicken skins.
Oh, man, so great. I didn't get the email or the text. I guess you didn't
through. Well, I might not have gone through, because, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
That happens. I think the Wi-Fi is not good there. So anyway, you know, that place is awesome. I mean, so there's just so many gems. the Wharf restaurant in Madison at the Madison Beach Hotel. The views of that place are just, I mean, it's straight out of like a Disney show. Like, it's like watching Liv and Maddie's Disney summer special. Like, it looks, it's just picturesque. It's unbelievable. I mean, these are places that I just had no idea were even in the state. And through this show, we've been able to find and showcase. And I think that's probably my favorite part about it.
Well, can you give people, listeners, a little scoop again? When can we catch and where can we catch Restaurant Road Trip? Because I'm sure they all want to tune in now.
Well, of course. And listen, you're supposed to do this, right? I don't do my own plugs.
Yes, you do. You do your plugs. I say to you, okay, this is amazing. We want to catch it. And then you say, oh, great. Then you can catch it on Connecticut's WTNH ABC8 at...
Oh, okay, good. Well, you got it. So we're in between right now. We just finished season 2. Season 3 starts soon. We're doing a mini-series with Norwalk Now right now. Great people. Those of you who don't know Lynn Kavanaugh, she is one of the greatest people on the planet.
She is.
I would get in a lot of trouble with her because I think we drink a lot. That would be kind of how that would. She's the person I think I would call up when I was 9 years old. I'd call Lynn, and she would go with me to, like, throw eggs at people's houses or steal stuff from construction sites. That's who I think she is.
I think she's the best friend ever. She's really going to love that.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, I have to say, too, you have a pretty amazing team with Restaurant Road Trip. I mean, your guys are on it. They come in. They've got stuff. I mean, you've got drones. You've got all sorts of cool things and equipment, and it's great.
You know, I love those guys deeply, and you can catch Restaurant Road Trip. You know, always all the episodes are on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, type in Restaurant Road Trip. They're all there. You can see them. I mean, that's where our series of Norwalk Now is airing. I think the next episode is going to be... I think it's El Segundo's coming up next, which is a great spot in South Norwalk. And then we'll start back up again in May with episodes on WTNH, I think. That's the plan, at least. But yeah, our team, I love those guys. They're great. Ryan Christopher is one of the most inspirational, positive guys you'll ever meet in your life. This guy, he makes me better. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
I mean that in the most heterosexual way possible. Micah, who is our other producer, he's again just a super positive guy, wants everything to look amazing and be amazing. And if I tell Micah, hey, I need something crazy to happen, can you get an ambulance here? He'll work his butt off to try to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Fish, I can't say enough about. Dan's our director, shooter, editor. He doesn't have to be, we can bring other people on, but he insists on doing it. But he's just one of the most talented guys I've ever met in my life when it comes to this sort of stuff. And, you know, that's us. And we keep a small crew on, and it's just, for me, the greatest feeling of accomplishment with this was getting it done with four incredibly creative people with one vision and making it happen, which is just so, so satisfying. And then you hear from the restaurants. When we did Goats and Roses, they called me. The show aired on Friday. Usually we air Fridays. And then Saturday she called me and told me they were on a three-hour wait and could I come in and help Expo. That's what she asked me. Which is just awesome to hear, man, because that means people are checking out and digging it, and that's what it's about. It's showing people new places they can go to with this content that's made by four super creative people and supported by awesome people like you and like Lynn, and just that's what it's about. It's everybody coming together. Like I said when I started this whole interview, we all make one bigger pie, we can all get some.
That's true. And can we catch you anywhere live? Are you hosting anywhere? Going to be at any upcoming events?
I'm actually a robot. I'm not real. So, you know, let's see what's coming up. You know, this is the not so slow, busy season right now, but it's about to get crazy. We're going to have another food fight happening very, very soon. I think we're shooting for June, actually. And food fight is an event I do with my friends over at Erdo Chef Knives, where we set up an Iron Chef style competition with a secret ingredient between two chefs locally. It takes place in a warehouse. It's all for charity. It's a makeshift kitchen. It's dirty. It's dank. It's fun. It's just such a great event, man. It's so cool.
Well, definitely. You have to keep me posted on that so I can pop it on intoxicate.com.
Absolutely. I'll definitely keep you posted on that.
Well, Chef Plum, thank you so much for coming on the show.
That's it? I didn't really talk to you at all. I didn't really ask you any questions.
Oh, did you want to ask me some questions? We'll save that for your show. Can I come on your show?
Listen, yes, of course. I said we'll do that. I'll ask you questions. And listen, you're the best. Thanks for having me on. I really, really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for coming on, making the time.
And make sure you follow me at Chef_Plum on Instagram. And of course, you can find me at chefplum.com.
Well, that's it for Fork This with Intoxicate. Make sure to catch me next week, Tuesday at 6 p.m. right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'd like to thank today's guests for their time and letting us get a quick glimpse of their foodie world. Enjoy the rest of the week, and I hope you live life deliciously.